Keys. Ask questions or comments on what you'd like Matthew to talk about on the show. Today's show is sponsored by French Lick Resort, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and by Edwin Watts Golf. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
This song is so great to open the show. It's so great because it so applies to me, straight down the middle. That's my mantra every time I play. I played yesterday. I think I hit four fairways. But in my mind, I'm singing. Perry French, PGA professional. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a day. Of course, as all of you listening now, some of you may not be golf fans, and you may be new to this. The final round of every major during the year, all four majors, and I'm giving you a heads up, we'll do the Sunday of the Ryder Cup.
Absolutely.
Also, so don't make any plans. We're live during those rounds. And yesterday, up in New Jersey, Baltusrol, rained out, basically. 37 of 86 guys finished their round.
Yeah.
Bad weather. Some people feel mismanagement by the PGA because they didn't use split tees. So we have all these guys, the leaders of the tournament, the fourth major, haven't even teed off yet in their third round.
Right, right.
So depending on what happens, a lot of people didn't think they were even going to be able to play at all today. There are guys out on the course now. They started at 7 approximately. So we got it going. We'll see how long it lasts. It could end, but if they're lucky today, it'll end tomorrow, if not. Hi, Perry French.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, the weather issue is always a tough one to call. You know, they had that type of prediction that, you know, there's some storms that would be in the area. And, you know, the format for Saturday, certainly at the PGA, is two-man groups, two players per group. So standard TF number one, no difference, and they stuck with their plan.
Right,
they certainly could have made that alteration to
reset. Yes, they could have.
And they got everybody in, and
they even had all the weather warning signs up.
Right
now,
right. But before they made the decision on Friday that they'd have to do the repairing, that they were looking at a forecast that said chances are X, and so they you know, they're like the weatherman, they missed the call.
Here's the other thing though that I'm very proud of myself that I thought of. I haven't heard anybody say this. I'm sure they have. I just haven't heard it or seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, at the PGA Championship, the cut is top 70 plus ties.
Right.
86 guys were out there.
Yeah.
So they had more golfers out there. That's another factor that they should have taken into account.
That's going to cause another.
There you go.
14. That's seven more tee times.
It's correct.
Another hour of tee times. To get the group.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
Those are decisions.
Pretty good.
Yeah, very good catch there. the plus twos got in and made it for a larger cut field than normal. So.
Right.
They've got their hands full. The shades of the ride are of the Valhalla PGA from 2 years ago, and how they got that one in under the wire and
in the dark.
Yeah, Rory in the dark.
Yep.
No Rory this week. He was at one of your favorite. Oh, he was at a boxing match last night.
Well, good for him.
He watched his fellow Irishman win a boxing match. So
good for him.
So yeah, he's enjoying his time off.
Yeah, and speaking of Rory, by the way, before we speak of Rory, at a little after about 8:15. Our friend Trevor Reese from Tap In Golf is at Baltusrol tweeting away. He's so funny. His tweets were so great yesterday. And I texted him and I said, I'm assuming you're still going to be able to give us a call tomorrow morning. And he said, yeah, it'll probably be from my hotel room because chances are they're at that point they thought they might not even start this morning.
Right.
They are out on the course, but he's going to call us at about 8:15. And we'll find out exactly what's going on there. And then at 8:35, because this show is about the PGA professional, not the tour guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you, Perry French, and our friend Justin Mullinax from my personal favorite public golf course anywhere, Kearney Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere. And I've played them all over the world.
Yeah, no, it's a great golf course, a lot of fun to play. And
Justin is going to give us a call at about 8:35, and I have some questions from him. I have some questions for you about what does it mean to be 20 club pros
right.
started on Thursday in the PGA Championship, mm-hmm. which is awesome. Mm-hmm. There are no amateurs in this golf tournament.
Right. It's the only
right.
major championship that is a complete field of professionals.
Correct.
So that makes it unique in itself. It's probably year in and year out the strongest field of players from 1 to 156 because of that.
All right.
Not that there's not great amateur players that play and the like, but the fields are different,
right.
certainly.
Okay. We were talking about Rory.
Yeah.
Rory's not there. Rory would have been there. Par 5, number 18 on Friday.
Right.
Would have been there. Bogey.
Yeah.
Double chip. He looked just like me. He's on 18 on the side of a hill.
Yep.
Chunks it, leaves it in the thick stuff, chunks it again, bogey.
I think that Rory is suffering from a lack of interest. I think he's, you know, if he's not playing well, he's not going to battle back
right.
to shoot two over and be 12 shots behind the leaders.
Right.
And
he doesn't care.
That.
If he can't
I
win.
I just don't see that in him right now. He's got all the talent. We all know
yeah.
that. And when he's on, he's ridiculous.
Right.
But his putting is just, listen, we've all putted poorly in our lives, and we just don't, you get disinterested in the middle of a round, you just don't make any putts. And I think that's what, you know,
right.
you saw him miss a couple of putts, and, you know, the good putts that don't go in, he finally rolled one in from about 20 feet after missing it from 5 feet three or four times.
He missed a 3-footer on 16.
Right. And
on
so
Friday.
And then he made the 30-footer on 17,
right.
and after he played that hole, he hit 638 yards, and he hit it the greenside bunker in two.
Right.
You know, had 290 and off, 285 out of the fairway and hit to the greenside bunker. I mean, that's just huge. Two
yeah.
huge shots and scuffed the bunker shot onto the green, then rolled the putt in, and he kind of smirkingly laughed. I could just tell,
right.
You know, a lot of it we see with body language. On the other, contrary to that, let's go to Phil, and opens up with a triple bogey on Friday.
Which he said, by the way, I don't know if you saw his press conference.
I did not.
He said, in the history of major championship golf, that was the worst start by any. He hit it so far oh. out of bounds onto a road.
Yes.
It was I don't even hit it that offline.
It was not even close to being in play, that's for sure. It might have been as bad as his tee shot on 18th at the U.S. Open.
At Wingfoot.
At Wingfoot.
Yeah.
If there was a road
I think
there,
this is worse.
There was a 10th
close.
There, right?
Yeah, close.
But he did not play well. I mean, he just, and then they followed up with a really poor, it wasn't a provisional at this point. It was a third
right.
tee, his third shot off the tee, and then almost hit it. I don't know how it stayed in play when
he got lucky.
The greenside shot, the four shot was so far to the right.
I know, made triple.
He made triple,
and then fought back. That's your
played,
point.
He played and missed some putts.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, he could have had a couple under par even at that point to pull
right.
for the round. I mean, it was tremendous. I thought for Phil playing that hard. And
yeah.
soul into it in trying to make the cut, in which he did. And he birdied 18.
Right.
Effect. So it's just a mindset. You know, Phil's 46 and
yes.
trying to, you know, just.
And playing really, really well.
Right. Trying to win that next impossible last major.
Right.
Make a great story, which we thought, you know, certainly could have happened 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
3 weeks ago at the Open.
Now, how about, all right, let's go. There was a, on Thursday, the first round,
yeah.
Rich Beem, former PGA
yeah.
champion,
mm-hmm.
just total out of the blue, which happens at the PGA. It happened in 91 with John Daly.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew this guy.
Yeah.
Whack job comes walking down the fairway waving his arm. It happens at the PGA.
Right.
Rich Beem wins, does that little dance on 18 when he finishes, which was awesome. He's pretty much retired
yeah.
now.
Yeah, he's
doing a lot of commentary, doing different things. He shoots 69 on Thursday and beat Jordan Spieth, Rory, Dustin,
right.
every big name in golf. Rich
yeah.
Beem had a better round
the
than
Beamer.
They did.
Yeah.
And Rich Beem on Twitter after Friday's round put, "Holy crap, I made the cut."
Right. Yeah.
Totally unexpected. Dustin Johnson, 9 over par. Missed the cut by 7 shots.
Well, this gives you it is the game of golf,
oh.
and you know we're seeing you see it week
so
in,
evident
week
right
in and
now.
Week out how the game just it's relentless. It does
yeah.
not let up on you. You if your game is a little sideways or your
mm.
mind's not there, you it'll just take you up and spit you
it
out.
It will take your soul, is what it will do.
That sounds a little cruel.
No,
me.
Well
it's
that's
what
it
is.
That's what it is. You just you talked about Rory hits two shots that go 660 right. yards. Right. Well, and he's got, what does he have, 15 feet to the pin from that hill or whatever, with 20, whatever?
It was in the bunker.
Or whatever. Yeah, but then the chips I'm talking about. Yeah. I mean, it takes your soul the time. You can hit three unbelievable shots and have a three-foot putt. I know, I'm upset. I'm pounding. And have a three-foot putt and miss it. And then tap it in. And those two shots from 3 feet count as much as the 440 yards that it took to get there.
Yeah.
It's cruel, relentless, and it takes your soul. I'm just saying. And I can't wait. 9:44 tee time for me to
24 hours. I know. See how this thing shapes up.
By the way, good morning, Mikey. Good morning, Tell a Little Secret. They always listen out at the barn.
Very nice.
There. And see, Mikey, golf takes your soul. Horse racing does. Well, I guess it can. If you have a horse that you think should win the Kentucky Derby and loses by a nose, but maybe that would take it. Nah, it wouldn't, because there's a big purse there at the end of it. All right, when we come back, Trevor Reese, our buddy from Tap In Golf, will join Perry French, Mr. Srixon Golf, Cleveland Golf. Love my new Srixon clubs and my Srixon bag. It's good to be a tour member of the Srixon staff.
You're in the regional staff program.
That's exactly what I am. This is Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Russillo and Canal.
We had some people immediately already chiming in and be like, oh, figures. Skipper had you guys have on a Democrat from Obama's thing after the RNC. You people that hit send on that stuff are the problem. You people are the roadblock to any kind of progress of anything. You're the worst.
I already shut them down.
Good. Sorry. Let's talk about sneakers.
Russillo and Canal.
Russillo and Canal. 1-4 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's that time of year. Play Golf Lexington. Have you thought about where you're going to play your next 18 holes? Gabe Brewer Jr. at Picadome, Kearney Hill, Tate's Creek, Lakeside, and Meadowbrook are five lush public courses that bring new challenges and course elements. Book your next tee time at playgolflex.com. Doesn't matter if you're a frequent player or trying one of the courses out for the first time, ask about the loyalty cards and become a range member at Kearney Hill or Lakeside. Visit playgolflex.com.
Did you know there's only one place in the country that you can play courses designed by two members of the World Golf Hall of Fame on the same property? The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort make us an ultimate golf destination for 2016. Check out the Ultimate Golf Package, the Hall of Fame Package, and other great offerings at FrenchLick.com. Let 2016 be that year you finally take your dream golf getaway at French Lick Resort.
Summer is in full swing in Aurora. Complete your outdoor room and entertain friends and family with sizzling savings. 50 to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-the-line brands. Relax at the pool or in the shade with four-person lounge sets starting at $6.99.
Dine outdoors with a new five-piece dining set starting at $3.99.
Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here.
Get your backyard ready for summer fun.
Take advantage of the sizzling savings and hurry into Aurora.
Call 299-2932.
299-2932.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is a whole wink, wink, hush, hush.
Stick to the script.
At the Botany Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, E6, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Botany Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Botany Bay. 420 East New Circle Road next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
All right. Welcome back. Perry French from Strixon Golf, Cleveland Golf. My guy joins me as always and on the phone with us now. And I'm forever indebted to him. Our friend Trevor Riesk from Tap In Golf is up at Baltusrol, up and kind of over from here, at Soggy Wet Baltusrol, where they're actually out on the course. Are you on the course, Trevor?
No, I slept in this morning.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm kind of looking out my hotel room window here, and it doesn't look good.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I hope you didn't have to get up just to do this show. Would you still be sleeping?
No. Well, they're out on the course, so I am watching along on my laptop here. So.
Oh, okay.
I'll head over shortly.
All right. Okay. Well, I can't thank you enough because, frankly, I was just say hello to Perry French.
How's it going, Perry?
Good, Trevor. Thanks for joining us.
I said I'm very lucky on PGA Championship Week. I'm here with my personal PGA professional, Perry French. We have another PGA guy on after you, and it's only fitting. So it's great that Perry's here. I couldn't live without your tweets. I'm just telling you, especially when there's a weather delay, your stuff about TNT and episodes of Law and Order are hysterical. Well,
if you turn on TNT right now, that's what's on, is an episode of Law and Order.
Yeah.
So. I mean, seriously. I mean, really. They couldn't change that?
I don't know.
That's all they have in the bank. Is
broadcast, but one thing that they did was they made sure you could watch the golf live.
Yeah.
And ESPN kind of has done the same thing in the past.
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't understand the logistics that go on behind the scenes or the ads that they sell and all right. that kind of stuff. So
there's got to be some programming that they.
I don't know. Yeah. At least I'm going to head over shortly, and hopefully I'll get to watch some golf.
Now, this is, and everybody listening, this is up to the minute.
Right.
I mean, this is why we're the show we are. We're up to the minute. Are they saying that it's going to come in? Are they thinking? I know it's just all guesswork, but are they thinking it's going to be a delay, or are we going to get washed out and you're going to have to be there, as I mentioned to you, till a week from Tuesday to get this in?
Well, it's funny, everyone is kind of in the media tent has kind of become a meteorologist of
mm-hmm.
sorts.
Mm-hmm.
If you walk around, you look at everyone's laptop, everyone has at least one window up with a radar on it. I don't know, I'm looking outside right now, it is there are some ominous clouds in the distance, but it looks like they're going to be able to play for a little while. I think this afternoon it's going to get pretty dicey, with thunderstorms and that kind of stuff. So, I mean, they can play through rain, but they obviously can't play through thunderstorms, and it looks like that's going to happen this afternoon.
Mm.
I would say we're probably heading to a Monday finish. I hate to say it, possibly even Tuesday, depending on how much golf they get in this morning.
Yeah, that would be the case if they can't get anything more than a half of the third round in today because of weather. They may be...
Right.
Really struggling to,
So here's the interesting thing. So it's been a pretty great tournament so far, other than the weather. You have Jimmy Walker and Robert Streb sitting there. They never played yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They're sitting on the 36-hole lead of a major championship. Jimmy Walker's won five times. Robert Streb, shoots 63 out of nowhere. What's it like for those two guys? Are they just like hanging out? Are they in the bar drinking? Wait, because they know they don't have to play for a while?
I wasn't allowed in the bar. They don't let me in the bar. But everyone was just kind of hanging out yesterday. You never know when they're going to start going again. Initially, when the first horn blew, they said an hour And then they would get everything going again. Then obviously nothing happened after that. So, you know, no one really knows for sure. So it's tough, not only for us guys writing about it, but it's tough for the players, right, obviously, because you just have no idea when it's going to start up again.
Trevor, what was the scuttlebutt that we talked about was before? Was just that they didn't go to threesomes after the forecast for Saturday and Sunday was going to be what it is, you know, heavy thunderstorms at different times.
Yeah, and split tees.
Was that, right. I know that was talked about with Kerry Haig in an interview, his press, the tournament director getting a press conference interview. What, any more that was said about that?
Yeah, I mean, it was talked about, but it sounds like it wasn't talked about very seriously.
Yeah, 86 players make the cut, so you got a bigger cut field than normal, you know, 16 over the cut number, that's, you know, that's eight twosomes. So it seemed like they had a really good reason at that point, along with the weather forecast, to at least get everybody out. And split tees would be the other way. You know, just to
split tees would have been great. And I think it was Jason Sobel from ESPN that tweeted something that was like doing the math. You know, if they started early yesterday,
right,
split tees and threesomes, they would have been able to get everything in by about 2:15, 2:30.
Right, and that's when the storms hit, roughly. Yeah,
that's when the rain delay happened. So yeah. I don't understand. The only explanation I got was that they didn't want to send off split tees at a major championship.
Yeah.
Which I guess I understand that perspective, but, sure, you know, we're looking at a Monday or maybe even Tuesday.
Well, when we were talking here, of course, Valhalla a couple years ago was the PGA at Valhalla, you know, and Rory putting it out in the dark and waving the group up in front. That a bit of a fiasco, quite frankly, for our, my fellow PGA professional rules officials and tournament directors at that point. You know, it was one of those same type of things. You know, weather certainly is always an issue, and it just seems like there was a kind of a lack of, you know, like you said, discussion to say, hey, we don't want to be here till Tuesday, do we?
You know? Yeah,
I mean, Baltimore is a great place, but hey, let's not hang out here too long.
Right. Well, and then they made another odd choice in that they're not going to repair for the final round. So you have someone like...
oh, really? Like I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yeah, so someone like Kevin Kisner is going to go out this morning, I think around 10:30 or so. He's only four shots off the lead right now.
Right.
But he's going to be playing his final round while the leaders play their third round, which is kind of an odd choice to me.
Well, it's let's get to some important stuff. All right, we got the golf. Yeah. Twice yesterday, I think both examples happened yesterday. And this is why I'm so happy you're there, because you can really tell us what's going on. We had two examples of the morons that yell things either during a swing or Baba Booey after a swing that's been going on for a long time. Graham McDowell actually got in a little bit of hot water because he cursed very audibly. And yesterday, Ted Scott, Bubba's caddy, turned around when somebody had said something right in the middle of his backswing and made a very telling and true remark to a guy who he said, why don't you go back home to your grandmother's basement and watch from there? We need to do something about these rogue fans or, you know, people like golf tournaments yelling this stuff, Trevor.
Well, first of all, I take exception to that comment because as a golf blogger, I obviously write all my blogs from my mom's basement. that's where all our blogs are.
Right. That's the only room you're allowed in to do that.
Yeah, right. But seriously, I'm with you. I can't stand people that yell dumb things like that. I don't know what you can do, though. I mean, there's so many people around that you almost have to have a guy in each group making sure that he can pick out the guys yelling things.
You have that kind of deal where you do have course marshals that are volunteers that are out there, and of course, when there's ever
but
they could help point out who that person is, and that person could be asked to leave.
Escorted
off
the
ground.
I mean,
they escort people out of basketball arenas, you know, football stadiums if your conduct is, I mean, let's face it, they're turning this into a bit of, you know, it started at the...
It's like WWE sometimes.
Phoenix Open started with the rah-rah around the green, then the U.S. Open at up at Bethpage Black, where they got rowdy, and now it's this kind of, there's always that bit of rogueness in every...
And what hole is it there? Is it number four at Baltusrol? It's wild?
I'll tell you what, I was out at number four early yesterday, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock, and it was already jam packed with people.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of the good kind of rowdy fans. You know, they cheered for every shot, and
right.
they were into it. They weren't necessarily yelling things until Beef came through.
Oh, well.
And then it was rowdy, but it was the good kind of rowdy.
Yeah, that's all well and good. It's just the ones that they're actually messing with the players, and you know, yeah. and certainly derogatory things are just. You know,
right. Well, and you know, Beef, I have to say, since for the last month, Seve is my all-time favorite golfer. Nobody's even close to me. But Beef is number two. I mean, he's moved ahead on the list of a few guys. He's just the
he's the John Daly of the, you know.
Yeah, but he's
year.
A lot he's and a lot Bubba, cooler
Lou
than
Weekly.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, I'm just saying.
He's what he is.
I love him, Trevor.
He's a character of the game. He's got some golfing skills, which is fun to see, and he certainly likes to ham it up.
I love
the media.
Him. Oh, good, not bad. That was good.
Yeah, and I you know, you're following him on social media this week. He's been living the dream. He's been playing golf during the day and enjoying New York City at night and going to some of the best restaurants. So he's just
Arby's. Yeah. He's going to Arby's.
Well. Among others, yeah.
Yeah.
As I said, he got challenged at the one restaurant to eat a 32-ounce steak, and he said he did, and his arm went numb. His arm went numb. Oh, my gosh.
But I'll tell you what, he's got a pretty good swing for a big guy. He can play.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got some skill. That's
yeah,
right.
He
so
does.
We'll see what happens.
All right, well, again, all kidding aside, I can't thank you enough for taking some time. I know you like to – you'll be in your hotel room kind of getting ready because your appearance is important to you out on the golf course. I know that.
It's 8:30 now. I'll probably get ready and get out of here by 10.
There you go.
All right. Well, I hope you can stay dry, and I hope you don't have to stay too long into the week so your wife won't get mad at you. And,
I certainly hope so.
All right. Thanks so much, Trev.
Thanks, Trevor.
All right. See ya. He's the best.
Good.
He is
good
just
stuff.
The best. He's so funny. And if you're not following him on Twitter, you should be. It's at Trevor Reese, TrevorReaske. He's with Tap In Golf. He's a great blogger. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I am blessed enough to have the second of my two PGA professionals join us here on the show, Justin Mullinax from Kearney Hill. Perry French, along with Matthew Lawrence, here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When I was a young boy, I worked for a big company, and those were some of the greatest days in my life. That company taught me so much about business. Put the client first. Work harder than your competition. Surround yourself with great people. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Today, we've been in business for almost 30 years. It's funny how life lessons taught so many years ago got us today. We have represented hundreds of thousands of people and recovered billions of dollars in settlements and verdicts. But the greatest honor is when former clients later refer friends and families to us at their time of need. The man who ran that big company had everyone just call him Walt. I loved that and vowed that nobody would ever call me Mister. So call me if you need me, but just call me John. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices, Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
Did you know there's only one place in the country that you can play courses designed by two members of the World Golf Hall of Fame on the same property? The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort make us an ultimate golf destination for 2016. Check out the Ultimate Golf Package, the Hall of Fame Package, and other great offerings at FrenchLick.com. Let 2016 be that year you finally take your dream golf getaway at French Lick Resort.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and take the Great Big Bertha Challenge. Get fit for the new Callaway Great Big Bertha and test it against your current driver now through September 27th. And the player with the most yards gained will win 4 dozen Callaway golf balls. All challengers will be entered into a drawing to win one of five $500 gift cards. No purchase necessary. One entry per person. See store for details. Visit Edwin Watts Golf in Lexington at 3024 Richmond Road and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command and Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command and Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
It's golf season in the Bluegrass, and that means one thing, Man of War Golf. They're a top 100 club fitter in the U.S. Get fit in a real golf environment off real grass, not into a net. Summer camps, weekend clinics. We introduce hundreds of new golfers to the game every year in a stress-free, non-intimidating environment. The top driving range, practice facilities, and instruction if you're a beginner or you've played for years. They're the golf improvement and club fitting experts. See it fly before you buy. It's Man of War Golf.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You're listening to Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. We've missed a couple of water hazards on the front nine. Now let's see what the back nine has in store for us. Back to Matthew Lawrence.
I don't believe in water hazards.
Well,
I don't ever hit balls in water hazards.
No, the water hazards that's coming out of the sky today at the PGA.
welcome back here, of course, as I am every show with Perry French, Cleveland Golf's Rickson Golf. We're in the process of getting Justin Molinax, or Mule, as we call him. Mm-hmm. Well, not we. I just found out that's his nickname. Yeah. Out there.
That's his interior.
Out there at Kearney Hill, which, as I've said, I just said, is my favorite public course anywhere.
Absolutely.
And it's astounding to me that we have a golf course, a public golf course, and the other Lexington Park and Rex courses are fantastic, too. We have five of them that are unbelievable.
Lots of different challenges out there.
There are, but Kearney Hill, to me, is... I lived in L.A. for 25 years, some pretty good public courses.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite public course anywhere in this country. And having said that, our PGA professional, who we're celebrating, you, Justin, I'm blessed. All right, enough of this sappy crap. Hey, Justin, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, Samuel.
What's going on, Perry?
Yeah, see, I just said to Perry... He just told me what your nickname was. I said, I never knew that. He said, well, you got to hang out and have a couple of beers with him and know him for 10 years before you know that.
That's true. And you got to play a lot of golf with me. And
that's right.
Money, I'm sure, too, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, a couple weeks ago at Kearney Hill, right before I was teeing off, you guys came around at the turn.
Right.
I saw both of you in a cart, and you were drilling Perry. I mean, just drilling
him. He's my partner. He was carrying me. He wasn't drilling.
Oh, okay.
He was carrying me.
I thought you guys were carrying me.
He was my partner.
Yeah. All right.
There's a lot of truth to that, but, you know, a lot of times his shoulders get heavy because he's carrying
me. Oh, okay. All right. Here we go.
It's mutual.
All right. I want to talk to you. I could have asked Perry this, but I talk to him all the time. Since this is kind of PGA Championship week, not today probably, maybe not even tomorrow, we'll find out who wins the tournament. All of you that are PGA professionals have the opportunity to qualify for this tournament. Is that right?
That is true. Yeah. We go through the club professional championship that each section has, and everybody has the opportunity if they choose to play in the section qualifying. And, if you are able to get through the section qualifying, then you go on to the National Club Professional Championship. And I believe it's the top 20 finishers that they take in the National Club Professionals Championship that get to go on to the PGA Championship.
So, yeah, and actually our club professional championship for Kentucky is coming up here in September, so the process starts all over pretty soon.
Right. All right. Now, are you guys going to – will you be there, you and Perry?
I will be playing in it. It's at Valhalla in September.
Right.
Perry, I don't know. Are you playing?
No, I'm not going to play.
Why?
Why? It's September. I've got – a lot of things
oh,
I
you have
going
stuff
on.
Going yeah. on?
My golf game's not ready for Valhalla, that's for sure. We don't get to play the seniors. I'm going to play at Winchester at the senior Kentucky Senior Championship.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah. But don't they have a senior PGA Championship?
They sure do. That's the same process.
You're not old enough for that.
Yes,
though.
I am.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I know Mule isn't.
I get to play the up tees when I play with Mule and Mike and them. So.
Yeah, hey, he has no shame in moving up to those up tees either.
Well, that's what they're for.
That's right. I've earned it.
You know?
I've earned it.
When you can't make a full backswing anymore, when your turn, well, I'm just speaking from experience, my back won't allow that.
Oh.
So what do you, give us your thoughts on what, now I know you're out there at Kearney Hill, but I'm assuming that you watch Thursday and Friday maybe a little bit or the replays. How about the tournament so far? We haven't even talked about this, Perry, because we've been talking about, you know, all kinds of other things here related to the weather. But pretty good tournament so far, except you don't have Dustin, you don't have Rory, you don't have a bunch of those guys. But otherwise, this is a pretty good tournament.
It is, yeah. It's been a really good tournament. And I've been able to watch quite a bit on Thursday and Friday. But we have a rooting interest big time for us at Kearney with Jimmy Walker on the top of the leaderboard. Jimmy has stopped in here last year. He spent a week out here practicing and playing the golf course a little bit. His wife is an equestrian, so she was in town. And so we got to know Jimmy Walker a little bit. So it's been pretty cool for us to see him at the top of the leaderboard. And I really hope he can go all the way and finish it off. That'd be really neat.
See, I didn't even know this, but I follow on Twitter both Jimmy and Aaron, his wife, who they're a very cool couple, both of them. And I didn't realize that. And the next time he's out here when she's in town, you better call me. So I can.
I will let you know.
I'm just saying. But he had a great year in 2013. He won five times in 2013, which I didn't realize.
Well, basically five times and two. He won three and then he won two the next season, the next January. He's a early season winner.
Yeah.
He's won five times.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, for him to play well, I mean, he's 37. He's got all the skill as far as that. Been out there for a number of years. And it'll be an interesting. Again, this is typical of the PGA.
Right.
You know, it takes on the life of a PGA regular season tournament. There's a lot of players who can win this.
Yeah.
And that's where the PGA championship varies itself maybe a little bit from what we see.
Yeah, and unless Jason Day, you know, keeps playing like he is, too, it looks like we're going to see the trend of having another first-time major winner.
Which would be awesome.
Yeah,
it would be awesome for every one of them this year to be like that. Except, seriously, Jason Day, you make double bogey and then come back and birdie 7 out of 8 holes, really?
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible.
He's on a streak right now. He's one of those, it's almost a freak of nature kind of thing. He's been really impressive, I think.
Yeah, he has. And if those of you listening, I know probably you guys know, if you haven't read his whole story, Jason Day, take the time, take a few minutes about he and his caddy / mentor, Colin. Their story is unbelievable, what Jason Day has come from growing up in Australia to this point in his career is fantastic. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's certainly a man on a mission, you know, what started when he was a 10-year-old,
yep.
And golf became basically his saving grace from kind of a tough childhood. So it's a great story, and he's taking this becoming number one, pretty much as his
almost
mantra.
as seriously as Tiger did.
Yeah, absolutely, he wants to have have that kind of run as the number one player in the world, and you know, not just be out there. We were talking a little earlier, Mule, about Rory. Kind of looks like he's a little dismayed with his golf when it's not going good. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little lack of interest out there. You see that?
I would agree with that. It seems like, you know, you watch him make some mistakes, and it's kind of an oh well attitude.
Right.
He looks lost.
Yeah.
Really does.
And it,
it's almost like golf is a mystery to him right now.
Well, and he's struggling with the putter, you know.
And
you don't make those five footers, and then you know you just after a while you say this is I'm going to go. You know, like he did last night. He went and watched his fellow countrymen go. He went to a fight last night. So, I mean, he was, he was in town in New York City.
Good for
I guess,
him.
You know, so he's taking in. I see that with a lot of the players out there who, you know, obviously are doing, being number one isn't that big a deal. You know,
yeah.
I think Jordan Spieth would like to be number one. I don't think Jordan Spieth has anywhere near the skill that Jason Day has.
Right.
And I love Jordan Spieth's game.
Yeah.
But it's just like when they're at the top of the two, there's a variance that, Jason, between you know what he can do,
right.
We talk about everybody else's short game. His short game is as great as anybody.
And Justin, you know, Perry and I were talking a few minutes ago. We were talking about Tiger during the break and how much we miss him, like being relevant in golf. How about this stat? Dustin Johnson just missed the cut by a lot, and his was the longest streak on the PGA Tour, 25 tournaments in a row. That streak ended.
Oh, my gosh.
Tiger's streak was 142 cuts in a row made.
Yeah.
That's impressive. And you know, the game of golf does miss Tiger right now.
I
really believe that. And I really hope the guy can get back. But, you know, the more and more that he stays out of the game, the less you really think that he's going to be able to get back to what he was.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the injury we won't know until he does come back and see what his level of being able to sustain playing at this year would have been really brutal with the condensed schedule as it is. I mean, what's going on right now with this being the final major's already played and it's still July, and then we've got
we got plenty coming up
and the tour championship.
The heck with the Olympics. How do you feel about that, Justin? The whole Olympic thing, seriously. I think it's a joke that they're playing golf in the Olympics.
You know, I don't have an opinion on as far as the golf and the Olympics. What I think would have been cool, to me, the Olympics, and it changed with the NBA Dream Team. Mm-hmm. The Olympics was always an amateur thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the golf and the Olympics would have been really cool if it would have been an amateur thing.
But see, they could still do that with golf.
Yeah.
It's the only one of any Olympic sport where that's possible, where you limit it to non-professionals.
Yeah.
And then it could be, for a lot of them, it could be the pinnacle of their career, a gold medal. These guys don't care about – I don't care what they say. They don't care about Olympic
it's
gold.
It's certainly low on the totem pole when you look at what they've got coming up with the Tour Championship run,
right.
Those, and
all
then the Ryder Cup. You've got five significant events for the next 2 months. They don't need to go.
I've been ranting, Justin. I've been ranting about this.
I mean, Perry, you just kind of touched on it right there. I mean, you've got the big event coming up is the Ryder Cup. That's
right.
What everybody wants to do. They want to make that team.
Right.
I haven't heard many of them mention, I really want to make the Olympic team.
Yeah, you're right.
I want to make that Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
That's a big stage. I mean, it's right now, let's face it, that's bigger than the Olympics.
Well, it's a Super Bowl of golf every time. Certainly in this year it's going to be. Back in the States, and we'll see if they can claim a championship. But the run to that, the Olympics has just been that. It's been kind of an aftermath, and, of course, the whole thing with
water.
Yeah, the water
and everything. Yeah, it'll be great. And toilets that don't flush and overflow. It'll be awesome. All right. Again, thanks so much for joining us in celebration of our, you know, hashtag thank your pro. I can't thank you enough for the great job you do out of Kearney Hill and how much we absolutely love that place, and you're a big part of that. So thanks, Mule.
Well, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you out here again soon.
You probably will.
There's a good chance of that.
I can't wait.
All right, man.
Be good, Mule.
Perry out there, we'll play, and maybe we can get in his pocket.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Okay.
See you, friends.
Thanks.
See ya.
All right, Justin Mullinex, the head guy, the PGA Pro out at Kearney Hill. All right, we'll take a break. Perry French, Strixon Golf, Cleveland Golf, and I on Backspin Golf right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Mike and Mike.
Dabo said it, and I said it before. Right now, football is the whipping post. Everything bad that goes on in sports, it's football's fault. That's what it seems like. You can't do this in football. You can't do that in football. You got to end football. And it gets tiresome. Make a decision on information, not on fear. And with more information comes the ability to understand more.
Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Offices, Lexington.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
And conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
All right, we just got a few minutes to wrap up here. I got to get to my tea time. Yeah. I can't mess around here.
I don't blame you.
I got to hurry up and finish my round so I can get back and watch the final. Oh, wait. Probably not.
You already know who's won.
Probably not. Before we get out of here,
yeah.
You and I have had a couple of conversations today about the PGA and the USGA and the rules of golf. Mm-hmm. And we already know what happened in the U.S. Open with Dustin Johnson and that whole thing with the rules there with a ball moving when he put his putter behind it. Then in the U.S. Women's Open, we had the USGA, I think, royally screw up with the ending of that golf tournament. Yesterday, Jordan Spieth, they have another ruling where the official makes a ruling, and then at the end, you're going, oh, please don't do this again.
Right.
But what can't we – you're a PGA professional.
Right.
Can't you and Justin and the other PGA pros – can't we do something about some of these rules in the rules of golf?
Let's start with – the rules of golf makers are the bodies of the USGA and the RNA. They're all ancient. So
right.
The PGA, we have an adoption of their rules. This
right.
is what we do to sanction for sanctioned events and competition. So, and handicapping purposes. So there really is a little bit of PGA of America is not involved with making the rules or amending the rules.
Right.
We can certainly, like any organization, all the amateur and other golfing bodies can suggest to the USGA.
We'll
and
do it.
Well, and to making amendments, but every 4 years is that is when that gets acted upon.
Yeah.
They meet and then they act upon the.
But
the
what are they? What are they looking at? Well, I mean, I know there's a billion rules of golf, but we talked about landing in a divot.
Right, right.
That rule should be changed. It's ridiculous. I'm getting worked up
no,
to
I know.
Get to the first tee.
Yeah, just you got to take, again, these are things, there's the legend or the long history of the
right.
rules of golf, so that it's going to take a lot of things that would make sense to augment that rule and amend it. So it's that's part of the issue. There's a lot of that history and length
right.
of time that they're involved with that they're just not going to just pull the trigger. Just the more recent one that's probably made the most noise has been the anchoring rule
right.
that has affected the way the professional players are playing the game more
right.
more so than anything, and to not without some controversy with the way Bernard Langer's holding the putter and stuff. But I think they're trying to save the integrity of the game, and again, some of the history things that were play the ball as it lies, you know, and now we're at the conditions that what they are with like what you're saying, and it does make sense that
right.
we take and get a free drop.
That's all I'm asking.
But I just don't know if those things are going to wash across the board and get changed.
Common sense. That's all I'm asking
sense.
For.
Common sense.
It's not a lot.
Yeah, but it's a lot when you're talking about trying to all those hundreds of years of history.
Oh, yeah, but that a divot. Your ball lands in a divot, you get a drop.
Under the definition of play the balls it lies. That's the one you have to.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
then we say accept, and then accept.
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
I'm changing it. All right, this has been fantastic. Our thanks to Trevor Riesk from Tap In Golf for calling from his hotel room at Baltusrol,
yeah.
where it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, I haven't looked at my PGA app, but I'm assuming they're still out there trying to get as much in as they can, and we'll see what happens. And Justin Mullinex, or Mule, as his close friends call him, out at excuse me, Kearney Hill, and Perry French from Strix on Golf, Cleveland Golf. I can never thank you enough for joining me every week on this show. I couldn't do it without you.
Well, I'm glad to be part of the show, and it's always fun to sit down and talk golf with you and watch your emotions run the gambit of, you know,
it's
from
nice
common
to be
sense
seen.
To complete, you know,
yeah. not my
something.
Common sense.
No, wanting common
okay.
sense.
Yeah. That's all I want. It's
yeah.
not that much to ask. Our thanks, of course, to French Lick Resort, Griffin Gate, Edwin Watts Golf, Man of War, and Lexington Parks and Rec. I'm very proud of myself for getting all those in without having them written down. Because
well,
I forget where I live a lot of times. So we'll see you all right here next week, 8:03 tee time from the Square Country Club. And don't forget, people, hashtag thank your pro. Thank you, Perry French.
Thanks, Matt.
This is ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Dan and Mary Jo, next.
Wasilla and Canal.
Joining us now, our man, Darren Rivera.